Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Friday, April 9th in the year 2021, and there's some news that came out a little bit earlier today, here on Friday, in regards to a certain player on the Buckeyes basketball team, and that news called for an emergency podcast episode. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lined up for today, there's news that came out. We'll talk about how the news affects the future of the Buckeyes basketball roster, but we'll open the show talking about that news that came out about an hour, about around 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Got a timestamp this thing. Can't say an hour ago because you may listen to this a way later than it comes out, because Mr. Dwayne Washington Jr. just announced that he will be entering the 2021 NBA draft. To date, as of right now, this is number two, the second player on the Buckeyes basketball roster that has announced and that has said they will be entering the NBA draft. EJ Liddell being the other one. In his announcement, he stated that he will be entering the NBA draft while also keeping his college eligibility. I'll read to you what Dwayne Washington Jr. tweeted out, and you can see the wording may be a little bit different, or it is different at the end when the announcement comes from EJ Liddell's to Dwayne Washington Jr. Here's word for word from Dwayne Washington Jr.'s Twitter page what he says in regards to him when he made a statement about him entering the 2021 NBA draft. Quote, "After discussions with my family, Coach Holtman, and our coaching staff, I feel it's in my best interest to take advantage of this opportunity to potentially make my dream come true. My focus is fully on the process and taking the necessary steps to become an NBA player. With that being said, I'll be entering the 2021 NBA draft," end quote. Didn't say anything about keeping his eligibility, college eligibility that is, but I do believe Dwayne Washington Jr. is testing the waters, looking to hear what coaches are saying, what scouts are saying, hearing about the NBA process, hearing what he needs to work on to be a pro down the road. And I believe this is just a part of him feeling out the test, the process, to see, does it make sense to go now? Does it make sense to go in the future? Dwayne Washington Jr. this year on the basketball court, we saw an emergence. We saw him blossom right before our very eyes. That's kind of a word I can utilize, because from year one to year two to year three, there's not only been a jump in his production, his stat production, but it's also been a jump in his maturity as well. You watch Junior play basketball, you have heard myself, you have heard other people be very critical of Junior at times because, well, the play, his play on the court, did deserve some criticism. Not because people don't believe he can't be a good basketball player, but because people believe he can play better than he was playing at that time. This year, actually, I'll go from last year to this year, just some stat jumps, points, rebounds, assists, just to see how he has jumped and gotten better and better and better while he has been playing basketball in Columbus. His freshman year, averaged 7 points a game. Sophomore year, averaged 11.5 points a game. And then this past season, 16.4 points a game, was his career high in season average for points. And he did lead the team in points per game as well. I believe last I checked, they don't have EJ Liddell's numbers right in front of me, but I do believe EJ Liddell averaged 16.2 a game. Junior averaged 16.4. Rebounds jumped from freshman, sophomore to junior year, 2.5 to 2.8 to 3.4. Assist, 1.1 to 1.4 to 2.9. He did average 0.4 assist, or almost half an assist per game the past 2 years as well. 3-point shooting, dipped a little bit this past year from 39.3% to 37.4%. Field goal percentage went up slightly, just slightly, to 41% shooting from the field. Down the stretch in Ohio State's basketball season, especially when they needed a guard to just take over the game. I mean, this is college basketball. You've heard me say it. You saw it in the NCAA tournament. You need a lead guard, a good lead guard, a good strong guard to take over during games. And there were times Dwayne Washington Jr. stepped up and he did fulfill that role. However, unfortunately, it wasn't enough in the NCAA tournament to overcome the Oral Roberts Golden Eagles in the first round. But Jr., this step, taking advantage of a rule that allows him to enter the process, talk to coaches, hear from them what he needs to do to get better, and then make his proper decision. Does he stay or does he go? That's a decision that him, his family, his coaches will help him make, but this is a fine opportunity for him to feel out and hear the process. I heard someone recently say about Roy Williams and say, Roy Williams, when he was at North Carolina, there was a time his staff would do all the filtering and the calls for the players. I grew up at a time, and it's still in my mind, if you declare for the NBA draft and don't get an agent, if you don't get an agent and you're still trying to go through the process, you can still do all of that and then come back. Now, these players have a lot more freedom, freedom of motion, freedom of movement, just like on the basketball court, that allows them to do things like Junior and Liddell are doing. Talk to people. Hear what they're saying. Does it make sense to go now? Does it make sense to come back? That's for them to make. That's their decision. But for Junior, his family, his friends, his coaches, they believe this is the best route for him to potentially be a pro. Hey, take advantage of a rule. The coaches, executives, the scouts, hear what the NBA people have to say about your game. If it makes sense to go now for you, go. If it doesn't, come back. But that's where we sit right now with Dwayne Washington Jr. Guys, when we come back, we'll take a quick break. Let's talk about the basketball roster. Because this was an announcement that some expected. I did not, but some expected. And as I look at the roster, losing Junior, that's big. How big could it be right now on April 9th, 2021? We don't know. We could just speculate on what it means going into next season. But first, check this out. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and even the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets. And guys, it's even free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device to sign up today. And when you sign up, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, go to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device. And when you sign up today, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. There's a good chance you're somebody like me that loves a good protein bar. I mean, you may be trying to lose weight. You may be just trying to sustain where you're at. And you're looking for something to help you kind of bridge the gap from point A to point B. You have a diet, a meal preparation plan that's set aside for you. And you're like, man, I got my macros. I got to hit them right. Ooh, I want it to taste good as well. Well, guys, Built Bar might be exactly what you have been looking for. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy to help you lose and maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high protein, high fiber, and it's even great for the keto diet. A couple more things, or one major thing, that goes on with Built Bar that's on every bar. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. as we roll on this emergency pod here on Locked On Buckeyes. Guys, remember, follow me. You can follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. Pretty active there. As many of you have seen, if you guys submit your questions to Jay or tweet at Jay or send a DM to Jay, Jay will reply to you. Dwayne Washington Jr., his absence, this announcement that he's entering the 2021 NBA draft, as I know many of you follow the roster, know the ups, know the downs, know who is left, know who is there, does it make sense, does it not make sense, what are the holes, how are we filling them? A lot of you are in the know, in the detail about the basketball team, the football team, anything that's going on with Ohio State Buckeye Athletics. As I look at this list right now, right in front of me, and I look at who is left so far, who has announced they're leaving, who could possibly leave, and what is left for Ohio State, you will see there's a hole, and two holes in a spot that, wasn't there before. Players that have left so far: C.J. Walker, gone. E.J. Liddell, gone, but can come back. Junior, gone, but can come back. Musa Diallo, into the transfer portal. The current backcourt for Ohio State, these are all the players that are in the guard variety or guard position for Ohio State. Jimmy Sotos, Michi Johnson, Jamari Wheeler, transfer from Penn State, Malachi Branham, top 30 recruit, Mr. Basketball in the state of Ohio, will be joining Ohio State to play basketball in the fall. And also, Eugene Brown, still can't get over earlier in the game on CBS, we heard, downtown Eugene Brown. I still can't get over that. And the front court, Zed Key, Justice Suing, Seth Towns, I believe, is still coming back, Justin Arns, Ibrahim Diallo, Harrison Hoofkin, many of you may not have even heard that name before, and then also Kyle Young. Kyle Young can come back, be a super senior, and one interesting note about Kyle Young, if he does come back, his scholarship does not count against the, or does not get added to, the scholarship number for basketball players at Ohio State, which is very huge for Chris Holtmann. Because imagine if Kyle Young comes back, gets one less scholarship, he has to figure out what's going to happen. Scholarships are a year-by-year basis. Now, you know, certain players want to get a scholarship automatically, but it's a year-by-year basis. And so Kyle Young, that not counting against him, big for him. Look at the backcourt. Starting guards, C.J. Walker, Jr. Walker's gone, Junior's gone for now, can't come back, but they're both gone. You're having to replace a backcourt. Well, there are people that are coming in, there's not much experience there. Jamari Wheeler, experience, but Jimmy Sotos got hurt, didn't play much, transferred, I believe, from Bucknell, got hurt in the season. I think he stopped playing basketball. He got injured and was ruled in medically unable to play. Almost said inability. I don't know why I said inability. Medically unable to play was Jimmy Sotos. So you have Johnson, you got Sotos, you got Wheeler, the most experienced player before another school, different colors. Branham, top 30 recruit. How does that translate? How will his entry to Big Ten play and for Ohio State be? Gotta wait. Then Eugene Brown didn't get very much playing time this past year. So if I'm looking at this right now, you're looking at potentially a Wheeler and Branham backcourt. Johnson, yes, I understand that. Sotos, yes, you may see Sotos and Wheeler, but my starters are probably going to be probably Wheeler and Sotos or Wheeler and Branham. One of the two, Johnson, Michi Johnson, backup role off of the bench. The front court, how do I look at things now with Junior and Liddell and the announcement here? Well, you got Key coming back. You got Suing coming back. You got Towns and Arns. My guess, you're going to have Suing, Arns, and Key as starters. You may get Towns to start, but my guess right now, you're going to have Suing, you're going to have Arns, you're going to have Key, you're going to have Towns off the bench. Do you see the dilemma here? There's not much in the front court at all. Already you have a hole with big men that Ohio State has at the big men position. You need some more. You need a big man there. Is Zed Key going to be that guy? I don't know. 6'8". Big Ten, you're playing against guys 6'10 to 7'2 that are at the center position. A lot of them weighing 240 plus. Oh, I've recently heard Liam Robbins from Minnesota is in a transfer portal. Will he come in and fill that role? I would have Liam Robbins come in. Key, you stay on the bench. Robbins, Suing, Arns right there. I know I've said I'm bigger on building through the high school recruiting versus the transfer portal, But when you put so much stock in the transfers right now, you kind of need an immediate fix. Because the way too early top 25, all of Ohio State looking really high. Really, really high. This is something I'll be talking about tonight on the Buckeye Beat, a part of EliteSportsBetting.com. I have a show coming on tonight at 7 o'clock. Follow me on Twitter. The show, I'll retweet the link to the show. You can watch it right there via Periscope on Twitter. We'll discuss the way too early top 25 for Ohio State basketball. Because it's big just to talk about how Ohio State season this year translates into potential success and what a lot of people in the know think about the Ohio State Buckeyes. Guys, emergency pod. First, since I've been here as the host of the podcast, Junior announcing that he is gone. Good for him. Excited to hear what the feedback is. Will he be gone or will he come back? That's to be determined. But between now and then, we have time to speculate, discuss, and just wonder what it is that we are hearing about Dwayne Washington Jr. Guys, follow me on Twitter. You guys can always follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. Remember to fill up that review section on Twitter with 5-star reviews. Guys, we'll come back Monday through Friday. We're wrapping up the weekend in Ohio State Athletics between the football team, the scrimmage, baseball and softball games and series against the team up north. And then preparation for the spring game a week from tomorrow.